Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine again. Lord, I fall so short, you know, you know my end, Lord, from the
to gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Jeremiah 31:13. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that you've had an okay week. Tonight is our 6 weeks. This session had 6 weeks in it, and this week is number 6. And I'm glad to see that you are on the air tonight to listen to the last session. Tonight we will talk about permission to grieve again, rebuilding your life. Rebuilding is not abandoning. Healing memories, first anniversary, and God, aloha. And we will begin with rebuilding your life. Well, first, let me talk about a little bit about, just briefly, about permission to grieve. One thing I do want to mention to you, I know sometimes I play the music a little bit longer at the beginning because I try to allow people to tune all to come in first before I begin. I wanted to see more people to come in before I get started because I don't want, it's only 30 minutes. But tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. I am going to be on the air a little bit longer tonight. Might be 10:35 that we end because I want to make sure I finish up everything that I wanted to talk about tonight. So we might go into 10:35. And I hope that you'll be able to tune in until then. Permission to grieve again. A question I would like to ask you. I won't be able to receive your answers. You can always text me if you want to answer that question to me. You can email me. But I would like to ask you tonight, how are you coping? I pray to God that you are coping better each and every day. And I hope that these sessions have helped you in some way. And I pray for all of you each and every day. So just knowing that the next chapter really cares and cares about how you are coping. Also, I wanted to mention again, I have mentioned it last week about permission to grieve. Well, it is important, it is very helpful to talk to someone about losing your loved one again. Talking to that safe person. And I also want to mention tonight, which is very important. If you feel that you're having trouble, difficulty in getting through this time in your life, and you're going through too much of emotion, it is okay to seek professional help. Don't be ashamed or afraid to do that, because sometimes you need that a little bit more than a support group is giving you. So just knowing that it is okay to receive professional help if needed. I wanted to stress that that's very important. And don't hurry yourself or let anyone rush you. Share the pain of your grief with safe people who will listen to you and appreciate what you have lost. Every time you open up and share, you are letting go of a little more hurting and allowing a little more healing to take place. That's the way grief goes. A little at a time, day by day, for as long as it takes. So give yourself permission to grieve again. Next topic is rebuilding your life. There was a widow that stated when she first realized that she turned a corner in her life. One day I found myself laughing, and just for a moment I had a glimpse of joy. It was then I began thinking that perhaps, or just perhaps, I could make it. Let me turn this up a little bit. I could make it. Over the next few weeks, the thought came growing into her mind and gradually changing, and it changed from perhaps I can make it to I am going to make it. And that's the attitude that I need for you to take, that perhaps I can make it to I am going to make it. Sooner or later, you will reach a point when you begin to spend less and less energy on simply surviving the loss and begin to spend more and more time rebuilding your life. Often a very different life than the one that you had before. Rebuilding doesn't mean your life goes back to exactly what was before. Life can never be the same because of the loss you have experienced. Rebuilding means picking up the pieces and putting them together again, but probably in a very different way, because significant pieces of life is missing and cannot be replaced. Rebuilding usually began to happen slowly. How much time and energy did you have to invest in your grief during the past year? Think about that for a second. How much support did you have from others? Rebuilding somewhere between 1 or 2 years after their loss. And it could be more than that. Maybe it's been 3 years, or maybe it's been 4 years. But how much energy, time and energy did you have to invest in your grief during those past years? You might be approaching the transition now, or perhaps it's still somewhat down the road. Either way, it's perfectly fine. You began rebuilding your life when the time is right for you. just for you. The next topic I want to talk about is rebuilding is not abandoning. A woman, let me give you an example of, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to jump to something else. Some people resist rebuilding a new life because they are afraid to let go of their sorrow, fearful that letting go means forgetting and dishonoring the memory of their loved ones. If they laugh or have fun again, they feel guilty, as if they keep their loved one memories alive only by living a life of sorrow. Don't live in a life of sorrow. Your spouse, your son, your mother, whoever the loss is, wants you to be happy and wants you to live again, wants you to go on with your life. And I know it's hard to go on without them, but if they could come down from heaven right now, they would want you, just for a moment, to tell you something. I'm sure it would be, go on with your life. Try to be happy. One day you will see me again. Rebuilding a new life does not mean that you have abandoned or forgotten your loved one, that you don't love them, or love him or her anymore. You don't have to choose between living again and remembering your loved one. He or she will always have a cherished place in your heart. So give yourself permission to live again, to laugh again, to enjoy life again without feeling guilty. Living again affirms your loved one who would want the best for you and wants you to be happy again. Living again affirms your loved one who would want the best for you, wants you to be happy, wants you to go on. It's not easy, but they would want you to do that. And God also indicates to us in Genesis 28:15, I, the Lord, am with you and will watch over you forever, wherever you go. So just knowing that God is still walking this walk with you, even sometimes if you don't feel like it. Healing memory. If some of your memories are still very painful, let yourself experience them anyway. Don't try to run from them. Share your memories with a trusted friend, a safe person. Talk about your feelings as they surface and let your tears and emotion flow. Tap into happier memories. Look through the photo album. Remember birthday, holidays, vacation, celebration, quiet times, milestone. If you like journaling, write about the good times. So, and sharing memories with others can multiply healing. So it's always good to talk about it. And memories hurt. Memories help, but memories heal. Memories hurt. Memories help, but memories does heal. And next, what I would like to talk about is first anniversary, first holiday, first Christmas. If the anniversary is the first, second, third, whatever number it is, and also the coming holiday. It is a very difficult time. When the day finally arrives, it may not be quite as bad as you had feared. For others, the anniversary is still a very difficult day. and I'm sure many of you feel that way. It can be very painful, but also healing. Here are some ideas grieving people have shared with me for handling anniversaries. Talk to someone about your loved one on that day who are also grieving for your loved one. Family members that thought a lot of your loved one, talk about it. Do something special to remember your loved one on that day. Light a candle, look at pictures, go to the gravesite and look at balloons. That's a famous one because I've heard many of you said that you go to the gravesite and release balloons. So that can be something that will help as well. Tell stories, write a poem, or say a prayer. It doesn't need to be a big thing. Simply do what is more meaningful and helpful to you. If that means doing nothing special, that's okay too. If you feel like crying, let the tears flow. Let them cleanse your heart and heal your soul. Psalms 55:22. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you, and he will do just that. Even though the anniversary may be a very difficult day, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad day. The day can bring back many painful memories from the loss, but the day can also bring healing as you find ways to remember your loved one. And cherish the special place your loved one will always hold in your heart. And there was someone that quoted this, grief is a journey one must take on a winding mountainside, often seeing the same scenery many times. That means you're going to cry many times, you're going to think about different things that happened many times. But a road which eventually leads to someone, somewhere you have never been before. And that's meaning when you've gotten to a point that you can actually talk about your loved one and smile and laugh and the tears have dried up, that you won't have to cry anymore. I mean, throughout the years, you're going to always share tears. But it's going to be more tears of joy because you'll be able to think about the great things that you shared and moments of things that you shared with the children, whatever. But it's not, just like it says in this quote, is like a journey one must take on a winding mountainside. Often seeing the same scenery many times, a road which evidently will lead to somewhere we have never been before. And that is very true. Every day is different. So every day is not the same. Your feelings are not the same. You're not going to think about that person every day in the same way. But each day, you should be able to get stronger and stronger in your walk through this journey of grief. It's not easy. And I mean, saying all these things is not easy, but you must go forward. By going backwards, you're not healing. So you need to find ways to heal. And thinking about the good memories and stuff is healing. Crying is healing. Releasing. But also what is important, a need to take care of yourself. It's still quite easy to neglect your own needs. particularly your physical needs. So be sure to get adequate food, sleep, and exercise, and visit your doctor if you have any problems, or get professional help. Take good care of yourself, not only for your own sake, but also the sake of that may depend on you and your loved one that is alive. If you got children, you got a mother and father to still take care of, you want to be healthy so you can be able to be there for them. A continuing need for support. So just knowing that you need that, those healing people around. You need people who's going to be sympathetic, empathetic, and also have a listening ear that they will sit and listen to what you have to say when you need to release your feelings. So don't feel like you can't call that person because they're probably tired of hearing you. No, they're there for you. They want to be there for you. They want to help you. And if you have several people, then use them. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will roar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And lastly, I want to talk about the most important person that you're going to rely on. The next chapter cannot heal your wounds. Only God can. Rely on God. Believe, trust, and have faith in His will. God loves you and holds you in the palm of His hand. God will one day welcome you home and reunite you, can't get it out right, you with your loved one and all who's gone before you. Until we meet again in that day with no pain and suffering, but only God, light, and love, and around us forever. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Be blessed and be safe during this time in the COVID-19 pandemic. We still haven't gotten through this yet. We have to continue to pray and ask God for our guidance. But just knowing that He's got us through this far, He's still there with us. We're still here. Many of us have had family members who have gone through the COVID-19 virus. Some of them have not made it. Some of them have. But you're still here. God is still with you and walking you through this journey of grief. And you will get through it. Be strong in the Lord. Don't give up on Him. He's right there for you. He's right there by your side. And just like I indicated, that God loves you and holds you in the palm of His hand. The next chapter of Woodward's ministry will be there for you in any way that we possibly can. He will try to give you the support that you need in going through the different holiday season and going through this different process that you're dealing with. And I hope that we have helped you in some ways to in this healing process, because we all need someone to get through the different things that we have gone through in these past 8 or 10 months in this pandemic. It hasn't been easy because you have to do it alone. Your spouse, your whatever relative is not here with you anymore. And it's very difficult. Because I know right now, even though it's been 29 years, I still have difficulty doing things alone. So Sometimes I get tired of doing things alone by myself. I get tired of fixing things, making decisions. I get really tired. And sometimes, you know, it seems like one thing happened after another. But I don't like to say that because I don't want to claim that something else is going to happen tomorrow that I'm going to have to deal with. But we have to make these decisions alone. But guess what? God is right there helping you make the best decision. You pray and ask him for to be there with you and make those decisions. And he will do just that. So even though that you have to make those decisions by yourself, continue doing. Each day, things will get better and better. It can go backwards sometimes. It can get worse, you know. But just knowing that God will get you back on track. He's right there by your side. Because like I say, I get tired of making decisions alone. I get tired of things that are happening in the house that I have to make a decision on. It seems like every day I have a to-do list. And I cross off all the things that I have to do during the day. But you know one thing? I ask, let me tell you what I do. I want you to give my secret, because my secret works. I ask for the divine order every day. Divine order is asking God to be in all of my dealings. And also a scripture that I also say, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plan. Whatever you do, ask God about it. Give me and ask him to give you that divine order every day. If you have a to-do list that I do have, I have a to-do list. Because sometimes I forget to do something. But let me tell you, if I have 5 or 6 things on my list, it will get done when I ask in his name. Now, if something doesn't get done, it's because I need to leave it for the next day. There's a reason for it. But most of the time, things get done. And believe me, everything is not perfect. Sometimes things doesn't happen quickly during that day. But at the end of the day, everything is in divine order. I can assure you of that. I ask him, and he does just that. I talk to my Lord every day, all during the day. I mean, because I don't have a husband, a companion or whatever, I talk to my Father. He gives me answers, and I know that I can always go to him. He's the best person, and he's the most dependable person that you can always go to him. You know that when you go to him, you're going to get the right answer, and the right thing is going to happen. So just knowing that one day he will welcome us home, reunite with our loved ones, and we will always and we will all go up together, go back to heaven together. And I don't know how it is up there. I don't know what do you do? And I know we're going to be praising God. But just knowing that one day we will reunite you with our loved one. And just hold on to that and believe that God will get you through. And I hope that these 6 sessions have helped you in some ways to know that you're not in this all alone. Your feelings are not alone. Many people feel the same way that you've been feeling. But we will get through this. Each one of us, our number of months, and you can see, you got through this year. December is the last month of the year. You're here. You're going to get through this. Just keep on walking forward. If you have to cry walking down this path, just keep crying. But let me tell you, one day those tears will dry up. Mine did. So I hope that all of you will have a wonderful and safe Christmas. I am going to have a meeting. Some of you are going to be a part of, going to attend the Paint and Sip Party this coming Saturday at 5 to 7 p.m. And the others, I am going to call, I'm going to text you, and we're going to have a short 45 minutes meeting, because I would like to if you have anything to say or express. And I also want to wish you Merry Christmas. So just knowing that I'll be texting you in the next few days and tell you exactly what time we're going to do that 45 minutes. It's going to be freeconferencecall.com. But the ones that will not be on the freeconferencecall.com are part of the paint and sip on this coming Saturday. Be safe, be careful, and knowing that the next chapter of Widows Ministry will be there for you in any way that it possibly can. We love you, and just knowing that God loves you too, more than our next chapter. And just keep the faith. Keep the faith and believe in Him, because He's the one that's going to get you through this. Even though that I have been on the air with you talking about grief, preparing for the storm, God is the one that's going to help you through the storm. I can help you prepare for the storm, but God is the one that's going to get you through the storm. And there is a storm. I'm sure some of you have felt the storm, but just one day you will get through it. You will see light again on the other side of the tunnel. Have a great evening. Be blessed and continue to be safe. Good night and love you dearly.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me